Good morning. It is August 23rd, 2013. The time is 6:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Friday morning as I get my day started. Positive start to the day. I'm about 30-odd yards, I think, from the back porch where I normally do my morning porch booze. This is a boo that's out by the cornfield, as you can see from the boo art to this audio boo. I strolled out back here with my iPad mini along with my morning cup of coffee. Sort of a corn report, I guess. I haven't done one in a while. And you can see the corn is, it's well topping at about, it's reaching up at about 7 feet now. And it's going to be ready for harvest here probably within the next month or two. And there's already sweet corn you can buy at the roadside stands here in the southern tier of New York State, as well as the supermarket. The missus has bought it at the supermarket because it's a lot less than what you buy from the local farmer. You know, I believe in support my local farmer, but I don't know. When you have to pay a few bucks more for a dozen corn, that I don't know. It's just pure economics, I guess. But the sweet corn, I can tell you, is very sweet. And the corn that is depicted in this boo art, or boo picture, is destined for feed for the local dairy cows that are in the area. We have two major farms here. One that's out in my backyard here on the other side of the diked area of the village, and there's one on the other side of the village. It has, it's actually a working dairy farm, and has probably close to, I would say, anywhere from 150 to 200 head of milking cows. And I believe all this corn is going to be destined for their nourishment after it is harvest. So it's a good growing season. The corn here was planted a little bit late, but it just kept on growing, just sprung right up. And I can see the ears of corn. They're going to be developing here in the next month or so. The stalks are real tall, but the ears of corn are just developing on this particular corn. There is some corn on the off side there, other side of the field here, that was planted a lot earlier for the Cornell Cooperative. I guess they have some seed that they plant every growing season on that portion of the field to create new seed strains of corn or something like that. I don't know. But the corn is a pleasant sight to see. It's a little bit foggy this morning as I look beyond the cornfield, or try to jump and look up on the hill there. It is a foggy morning. We've been having foggy mornings here in August. And they say every morning where there's a foggy morning, you take a pebble and you put it in the jar for the month of August. And then the amount of pebbles you have after August will determine how many snowstorms you have. I think we're up to about a dozen pebbles in the jar, so to speak, if not more. There's a local radio station I listen to that keeps tabs on that. So I think that's an interesting myth, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. I just found it interesting. I think they were right on last year with about 20 pebbles with about close to 20 snowstorms or something like that. So, but I'm getting my day started here as I finish my cup of coffee out here on the next to the cornfield, admiring the green and the fog beyond as I get my day started. I hope you all have a good one today. Enjoy, live life, and have fun. Y'all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.